Blog Talk Radio.
Soul Music Talk Radio with your host DJ Jane OG on the 1, 2, and 3s. Give everything you need to see this crazy illusion that we call the world, as some ancients would call it, Maya. So I want to say salutations, peace to the goddess and the gods known and unknown, as well as peace to the ancestors known and unknown. It includes you and includes me. Got a jam-packed show ready for y'all today. I'm going to jump right into some info. And before I do, let y'all know it's going to be a two-part show. The first question is two questions to this show. Which one is better for you, cremation or burial? And I'll dive into the second part of that after we have our talk of the day. But again, get into some history about when did burials begin versus when did cremations begin? Okay, burials began 130,000 years ago. The oldest known burial is thought to have taken place 130,000 years ago. This is archaeological evidence that shows that Neanderthals practiced the burying of the dead. The dead during this era were buried along with tools and bones and their belongings. Okay. Cremation started about 1,000 B.C. Scholars today quite generally agree that cremation probably began in any real sense during the early Stone Age, and it was mostly around Europe and the Near East. Okay, now, when it comes to ancient burial practices, a place for the deceased was laid out, and songs and poems called elegies were sung in their honor. Often the body would be burnt at the feast, and the remains would be placed in urns and buried. Afterwards, friends and family would memorialize the dead by placing a stone at the site. So that's where it actually comes together, if you want to say that. Now, I do want to read one more thing as it pops up. Okay, it talks about an occult. This is an occult site. You can go to it. It's occultknowledge.com. It talks about the barrier pros and cons. Loved ones have a place to visit your remains. These are the pros. It's more familiar and more people are comfortable with it. Family can make it personal by choosing the casket, headstone, and location of the site. Okay, the cons are burials are more expensive. Cemeteries have rules, and they can limit your choices. So, basically, they say that the cost of cremation is about $700 to $1,800. Burial costs are from $1,800 to $3,600. So, you do the math on that, and yeah, we'll go from there. Go ahead and bring my brother on right quick before I even get into my soliloquy.
What's up, brother?
I would do. What's going down with it, bro?
Chilling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. I guess I'll go on and let you start first. Which one would you do? Burial or cremation?
Well, in terms of saving money and for a more essential value, I would do cremation because, you know, you can have that, like the ashes of that person in a jar, in your home, stuff like that, and it's cheaper. And, you know, that person, you know, that person's ashes and stuff, that person's essence is there with you because you know what that jar is and stuff like that. So that's more sentimental. But, you know, the burial, you know, not only is it more expensive because you have to pay for the caskets and everything else, it's a lot of work and a lot of frustration that comes with it because I've seen people try to throw themselves inside the grave with the person when they're letting them down and stuff like that. And I mean, it's just a whole bunch of complications. And, you know, like the graveyard is, you know, you have to go there to the tombstone to be reminded of that person when you can have that person, the essence of that person, in your house. And the other thing about burial is that burying bodies like that, I mean, when they decompose and stuff, it could be real harmful to the soil. And a lot of people get buried right beside each other, have big graveyards. People get buried almost every day. And, I mean, I think the cremation is more eco-friendlier than the burial, if you want to go with the eco-friendly, more essential, green way of preserving somebody and for them to be by your side or on your dresser and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's a bit. Before I answer that and comment on it, I do want to read for our people something about the ancient Egyptian funerary practices. The ancient Egyptians had an elaborate set of funeral practices that they believe were necessary to ensure their immortality after death. These rituals included mummifying the body, casting magical spells, and burials with specific grave goods thought to be needed in the afterlife. The ancient Egyptian burial process evolved over time as old customs were discarded and new ones adopted, but several important elements of the process persisted. Although specific details changed over time, the preparation of the body, the magical rituals, and the grave goods were all essential of a proper Egyptian funeral. So I want to put that on wax as well. But yeah, me personally, whenever I make my transition, I'd rather be buried, but I want to be buried deeper than 6 feet. Now, you kind of touched on it when you was talking about the condensation of the body and when it comes to the ground and how it can ecologically help us. The deeper that a human is buried, and my basically my synopsis, the deeper of a human is buried, the better it will help the vegetation of the earth itself, grass, trees, what have you, flowers, whatever.
Oh, so, and you remember what I said about the grass, trees, and flowers? Like, they actually have plenty more ways that you can get buried. You can get buried, like, in this little net thing. Like, it's like a net, but it connects and it rolls your body up. And it's I think it comes with soil, or it comes with some kind of seed. You know, you can actually become a tree or a bush, you know what I'm saying? Like your body, because it's going to decompose along with the soil, because you're buried in fertilizer and soil that's going to grow whatever seed or whatever plant it is. So you could be a tree in 40 years, or you could be a rose bush and stuff like that. They have many unique ways of, you know, burying you now.
And just for the people to know that we're not bashing anybody's beliefs. Like, if you want to be, if you want to be cremated or have a burial, we're not saying that either one is right or wrong. It just depends upon your beliefs of why you're doing such. So I do want to put that disclaimer in there, just so we won't have no problems or nothing like that. So with that being said, we're going to take our first break, come back after this music of the day and vibe of the day, and, yeah, we'll be right back.
Thank you. for confusion, but the time has finally come. Let's get it done. Keep moving, yeah, moving. Let's keep rising to the top. And don't let nobody stop. Just keep trying, yeah.
Beginning to fight back on all these electrical towers that are everywhere. Now, I would love to get right into that, but I did promise that I wanted to go over a few things about black history, but this is present history that will be black history in the future. When you understand later on when that satellite went down, they won't tell you it's because of energy coming out of Africa that is coming up now into space and beginning to disturb everything that's running on electricity. Another statement I want to make, electricity is slowed down magnetism. Above electricity and magnetism is what is called orgone energy. Now, those are bad words. You don't want to say orgone out here to this government and research scientists, because orgone means original. It's organic. It's orgasm. It's organic. It's organic people. And, of course, they refer to those kind of people as original people. And what the last thing they want you to understand is who the original people are and why the original people are and where the original people are and when the original people came. None of that will they teach you. But you do hear a word that's used a lot. It's called aboriginal. Never use that word aboriginal if you are indigenous to the planet. Why? Because it means to abhor the original person. Aboriginal means to abhor the original. To abhor means to hate, to envy, to covet, to dislike. Consequently, the word aboriginal means that you have a dislike for the original person. And the original person, of course, is a person with melanin. That's been proven so many times now that if necessary, I won't spend the time with an audience like you to go into that, but nevertheless. What is also very interesting is, those who would say that the black man has contributed very little to the planet may be right, because there'd be no planet without the black man. So you don't go contribute to something that you had an original part of. And he owned at one time on our planet, and we can say almost no more than about 50,000 years ago, you couldn't stay on the surface of this planet if you were not black. Because if you were not and you were exposed to the radiation fields that were here, you would die. It's just that simple. And whole races of people have died off anytime there's what they call a sun reversal. This is why it's been called sons of the sun. People who can live under direct sunlight, which that's off 12 rays from infrared to ultraviolet, and if you can take those rays and not have your inner organs interfered with, not have your brain cells interfered with, not have your reproduction cells interfered with, your immune system interfered with, and more than that, not being able to work through what they call the hypothalamus, a part of the brain that has two organs up there, two glands really, the pineal and the pituitary. We're taught in school, at least I was, maybe you had a fortune that you didn't get miseducated as they made me, where I had to turn around and relearn everything that they taught me the wrong way, in order to go the right way. The pituitary gland, they say, is your master gland. It controls all the functions in your body. I say nothing could be further from the truth. Your minor gland would be your pituitary gland. Your basic gland is your pineal gland. Some people call it pineal. I understand it's pine cone shape called pineal gland. The pineal gland is a gland that produces melanin. And wherever you have melanin in your body, you're going to function differently than a person with little or none. And the grade of your melanin will help you to do things that other people can't. And when you're beginning to function with your melanin, then you can begin to adapt to magnetic fields. Here it's broken down. I'm giving to you a different way now. Magnetic fields, electrical fields, and Oregon fields. Without that, you cannot adapt to all three. You may adapt to one, the lowest of all, electrical fields. Our problem here nowadays is elves. And I'm not talking about the one in the hollow earth. I'm not talking about the one in the fairy tales. Because elves, not elves, are killing you. Elves is extra low frequency, which is electrical propagation, electrical energy. That is what short circuits you. That's what's causing you to age. That's what's causing your cells to age. That is our biggest problem here. And they're building up more and more towers everywhere. And the more towers go up, the more it's going to short circuit anybody with the active pineal gland. And it's only going to be melaninated people that can get through this. And even they now are being attacked with the shots and AIDS and all these other things, which we will also get into too. Setting the stage for some obviously broad coverage that we're going to do.
All right, we're back. Real Southern Stark Radio. Bring my brother back online. Hold on, give me a second. All right. All right, bro, your mic's hot. I know you got something to say about what the brother had to say right there.
Yeah, man, I need that whole clip. Like, I need it, like, in my position.
I got you, fam.
I need that clip in my position. I like what he was saying. I'm glad he pointed out the hypothalamus, because I always talked about the hypothalamus, which is that part of your brain that contains the pineal gland, which is many people call the third eye, and the pituitary gland. But and that the extra low frequency, that's why I always say that, you know what I'm saying, we have to charge our chakras, and we have to, because, like, the more we charge it, the more melanin that gets produced throughout the day, you know what I'm saying, with us. And so, therefore, it can counteract those frequencies. It's like the, you know, it's a whole nation of people, especially black people, who have lost that knowledge, therefore, that's why they age. And you may notice that some black people, whether they know it or not, they keep looking young. They may not know this knowledge, but they are doing something unaware that's keeping them looking young and stuff. They may think it's something else, but it's the work of the pineal gland, whether they know it or not, and, you know, the other glands. So to know that knowledge, though, is to have a very much of an advantage. But there are some black people I have met that just keep looking young, and they may say they may blame it on some kind of makeup regimen or some kind of certain soaps that they use or something. But whether they know it or not, the real work is behind those glands that they are unaware that is producing melanin throughout the days, whatever they go through and stuff. So I like it.
No doubt. I like it as well. I'm glad you touched on the point of people that are, you know, basically our body is almost like a mechanism, almost like a, I'm not going to say machinery, but our body is like an operation. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of, even if, like you said, people don't know or, you know, they're not aware of what their body is doing for them, their body is doing it for them regardless. So to me, that's the purest form of God essence or goddess's essence, however somebody wanted to put that. So, yeah, I totally love, that's why I want, you know, you to check out the clip as well as the family from that. So, okay.
I need that clip.
Yeah, I got you. Now, one last question before we get up out of here. For somebody that's trying to, for somebody that's trying to access this capability we already have capable to us without having even to access it, what would you tell that person?
Somebody who has no access, absolutely no access?
Yeah, like looking for access. So, you know, yeah, they looking to control this.
Well, if they're coming to seek knowledge, then I would break down how I activate mine, like my techniques, and then I will also probably tell them to go to YouTube and look up stuff too, and like do their own research. But if they're coming to me first, I would show them, and I would actually show them highlighted things. Matter of fact, hell, I could just show them my app, because my app is like a network of different things. You know what I'm saying? My information too, and information that I give, and the links, I have A1 links. I mean, these links would just break it down, and these techniques, because they're full of techniques to unlock the pineal gland, pituitary gland, and stuff like that. And like how you could just stimulate it at will. Like, you know, you could just stimulate it, like just automatically just start stimulating it, like within seconds. And keep on doing it. So, yes, I'll provide them. If they come seek that kind of knowledge, I know that they're open. I would give them a lot of things to go by, because I know that they're ready if they're looking for their knowledge coming to me.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that. For those that are looking for the knowledge, I got the links in the description bar. All you got to do is just log on to the show, and the URLs will be there, as well as the app that my brother's talking about, Health and Wellness, and y'all can go in and check that out. Please subscribe, and y'all check it out and see what my brother's got to show y'all. On my point, got a little time left. My main thing is I'm more of a type of person, so basically your thoughts will dictate the pituitary gland, your thymus gland, as well as your pineal gland. Your thoughts dictate everything that happens to you. So if you are looking to acquire more knowledge, the first thing you got to do is change your thoughts. I read a book, I go to a lecture, not go to somebody and ask them for help. The first thing you need to do, and I mean you is meaning you need to change your way of thought. As soon as you change your way of thought, it will be easier and accessible, easier access to these things, I'm going to say things, but to this power that you have within you, this power that you live with every day, especially if you're of melanin. So no disrespect to other races that may not have melanin, but hey, the truth is the truth. So with that being said, we'll go ahead and sign out, bro. You got any lasting words for the people before we get out of here?
Well, like I always say, man, because you just touched on the thoughts and thinking. I say energy follows thoughts, so always focus your energy on what you want more of.
No doubt. And with that being said, let y'all know, please again, y'all check out the URLs in the description, as well as the URL to my brother's app, Health and Wellness. And I'm working on one for myself. It's called Water Therapy. And I'll keep y'all posted when that comes out. Until then, y'all be safe, stay positive, and just start thinking differently. And we out, man. Peace.
Peace.